This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Music for the Talk Radio Countdown Show now indicating that we are ready, we're prepared to go over the charts, the stories for the week of April the 15th to the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen here with the most important person, the VIP, is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list every week as it is released at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. As I said, Michael is here to go through the stories. We talk about some of the stories, the things that pique his interest, our interest, people list as well. And not a lot of surprises here this week, Michael, it would seem. Once we get beyond the Mueller report, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So
yeah. It's been mostly Mueller. It's been the week of Mueller, and we're all mulling over the Mueller report,
which makes us
Mullers.
Yes.
So shall we go through?
Remember Mueller's egg noodles?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You know, the interesting about the name Mueller is we're all saying it right. A lot of people were saying Mueller because it's M-U-E. I wonder how he really pronounces it in his family, whether it's Mueller or Mueller or Mueller. What do you think?
I think he probably cares whether the name is printed correctly on the checks.
I think that's all he cares about. I don't think this guy has an ego. I think he's one of the most serious, disciplined characters I've ever...
Anybody know how much he's been paid for all of this, by the way?
I think he gets minimum wage.
What's his rate?
taxpayers
paying for this guy?
It's funny, you know, you ask a question like that, and then you say, hey, yeah, that's kind of an interesting question. What kind of a job is that?
Yeah.
What kind of a contract do they give him? When does it end? Is he still
working?
Who
hires him? Who called him and said, hey, we want to hire you to do this investigation?
Rosenstein.
Rosenrod, yeah, I think that maybe.
Yeah, that actually is the answer, sort of.
It is the answer. Okay.
Look, without even getting into this, one of the things that makes this so crazy is the fact that you have the Attorney General. We're talking the system now, not the specific people. The Attorney General works for the President. The President is in charge, then, of the Justice Department, which is supposed to be separate from any other political aspect of the government, but he works for the President.
Right.
And the Attorney General hires the special investigator investigating the President.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Imagine if this happened in the real world of business. Where
I think it's called conflict of interest.
The whole thing is a giant conflict of interest going into it.
And we're paying for it like a bunch
of
fools.
Right. And people are like going, well, you know, Mueller wouldn't lie, or this one wouldn't lie, or this one is lying. But how do you know? How do you know anything when the system itself is so flawed?
All right, here's the solution. The solution is to put, Trump in a UFC cage with Adam Schiff.
Now you're being silly.
Well, of course I'm being silly. The whole thing is silly.
The thing is to move beyond it, but that's just me. You know, beyond it. The election's coming up.
I want you
up.
To go through the list.
Here's the list.
But one other thing here, because in the county where you reside in Florida, the Russians did hack the election. The system in Palm Beach County was hacked. That's the biggest thing that came out of this report, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, of course.
But hacked. And what are we doing to stop him from doing it again?
All we're doing is talking about whether or not Trump was responsible for the hacking.
It's not going to fix whether the Russians, who in fact, were disruptive in our country's election in Palm Beach County, Florida.
They were disruptive in more than Palm Beach County.
So that is, of course, if you believe
Mueller. Who works for Barr, who works for Trump.
Right. Who makes the spaghetti noodles on
and,
the side.
And another thing that's been lost in all of this is what was the purpose of the hacking and the election tampering? Was it to get Hillary loss? Yeah, a loss? Were they working on behalf of Trump anyway? Were they better off with Trump? There are all of these questions, and you know something? They're never going to be answered accurately. There's never going to be a uniform consensus on this. It's only going to further divide the people and make for very shallow but alluring bait to get people to watch, listen, and read.
Meanwhile, the business of the country is in the dust.
Totally.
Oh. Yeah.
No, or maybe not. Maybe they're doing things behind the scenes while this is one big distraction.
Right. They're organizing. They're negotiating with little Mr. Fatty in North Korea. That's what they're doing.
Little Mr. Fatty is looking like a serious player lately. He's the one who's saying that the Americans have to be more mature when they come to talk to him. We are living in a circus. Do you want me to do the list, or do you want to do
please.
A break?
No, no, well, I want you to do the list, and then we'll do the break.
Okay, here we go. You want me to do both lists or just one list?
Yeah, no, do them both.
Sorry. Okay, here we go. Number 10, NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Tiger wins the Masters.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so
excited. That's a good story.
It is a good story, actually. Yeah. And number 8, the Game of Thrones season debut. And number 7, the North Korea weapons test. At number 6, jobless claims tumble. Number 5, the college admission scandal. Number 4, the Notre Dame fire. At number 3, the 2020 presidential race. At number 2, the southern border crisis. And number 1, the aforementioned Mueller report release. The people on the survey, number 10, Tiger. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Bill Weld at 8. Ann Coulter at 7. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Bernie at 4. William Barr at 3. Mueller at 2. Trump at 1. There, I did the lists.
Can you go a week without dropping Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I know. We just put her in there because we like to say her name.
Yeah, right. And annoy me. All right, we're doing it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Enjoy her while you have her.
Okay, I will do that. It's 14 after the hour on the countdown. Do you lack energy? Are you able to tackle your tasks every day with aplomb? Are you struggling to get back into shape? Would you like to see an increase in your drive and your performance? Okay, those are the problems. Solution, one word, Nugenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. Nugenix will help you stay in shape and keep up with your daily routine. It is difficult, but thanks to Nugenix, you'll feel better. This is a very potent force. If you're feeling exhausted, you're not focusing at work, you're not performing like you want to with your honey bun, then Nugenix is what you want. You want some help. High levels of testosterone right in here play an important part in helping you preserve your energy and your performance. Nugenix maximizes energy, increases lean muscle mass, and boosts your libido. Somebody sent me a note asking if this was something women could use. I suppose so. It's not really aimed at women. But some women like, you can do things that help your libido too. I'm not selling it to women, but you're welcome to try. I don't know anything. Read the bottle before you take it. Anyway, you want to restore your wellness, your confidence, your energy level. Let's get to Nugenix. How do you get it? You get a free bottle to start your relationship with Nugenix by texting FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you, to a healthier you. Just text FORCE to 321-321 for your free complimentary bottle. I suppose that's redundant. Complimentary means free. You want this product? Won all kinds of awards for ingenuity. Nugenix. Get your free bottle by texting FORCE to 321-321.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off, and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com, and don't forget promo code DJV.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, let's get at it here, Michael. The discussion of the Mueller report. We spent in the talk radio review, which accompanies this hour, we spent half the time talking to hosts about the Mueller report. You've been on the air this week. How much time have you devoted to it? And what's proper here from your perspective?
I did a few radio shows this week. I was on one station in a major city for 3 days, and I did a show in another city. So I did four radio shows today, this week, and Mueller dominated them. I did do a lot of talking about Notre Dame at the beginning of the week. The Notre Dame fire was very interesting, and it's sort of got lost in the shuffle of Mueller.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
That I found to be one of the most interesting topics because it brought so many things to the table. And so we talked about that, but the Mueller report was dominant. I also talked a little bit about the college scandal that took place during the week, and that ties into our lifestyles and our values and our principles, raising children, and the state of education. That was a good topic as well. So those are the ones that I was into.
Yeah, well, and we get the other things that have drawn fire, if you will, pardon the pun, the Notre Dame thing, the jobless claims. I said, in terms of practicality, that if the numbers stay where they are, you will have a very difficult time finding anybody who will beat Trump.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's what I wish.
No,
for,
you're right.
But it's always, remember what James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid, and that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. No truer words ever spoken. Do you agree?
To a great degree, yeah. I wouldn't say 100%. Things could
happen. No, but yeah.
I think that people vote their interests, and economics is really what ties us together as a nation. I mean, even the systems, when you say socialism or you say capitalism or free enterprise, we're talking about economic systems. We're not talking about religious systems. We're not talking about what kind of art you like. We're talking about economic systems are the foundation upon which we build political science. Economic systems, money, and the word commonwealth. It's all about our assets and our wealth, and that's what ties it all together.
You know what we've lost this week? I thought the discussion last week about whether or not Trump's suggestion that we move all the people on the border to sanctuary cities, that kind of got lost in the dust this week. Even though southern border crisis is number two, perhaps we might examine that a little bit more as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to continue. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll find these lists, the charts, and all kinds of things that are pertinent to the talk radio industry at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. With the border in focus, the sanctuary city laws, as I said, this kind of got lost, even though it's number two on the countdown this week. The significance, there was sort of a, tongue-in-cheek, the stuff from I don't know whether Trump was serious or not, but until the Mueller report came out, until the Notre Dame fire, the most discussed conversationally on the radio the first couple of days of the week was certainly whether they're going to dump all these people, mostly in California, in San Francisco. Mm. And, there was a certain serious spin to this, other than it seemed kind of silly, but it,
Well, I don't think people believe that. I think people sometimes believe that it's just Trump, bluster, that Trump says things and does things to distract people from things or to change the conversation. But that would be a long process. It would be complicated, and it was talked about very heavily for a couple of days.
Well,
but then
the other people abandoned it. Right. Well, at the same time, the Trump administration was in court trying to strike down the sanctuary city laws in California.
Right. So that's why I call it a circus. In this ring, this is going on, and that ring, that's going on. But the whole system doesn't add up to anything ever getting done. And any dispute being resolved.
So, do you think the average person, the caller that you may talk to on some of these programs, actually is aware of how they're being had? That it is a circus. It's like the movie that's out now with Danny DeVito and the Tim Burton Dumbo movie. The Three Ring Circus. In the meantime, who's doing the people's work? What are we paying? We just paid our taxes this week. What the hell are we paying for?
Yeah, well, you drove on a road,
that was poorly built. Yeah, okay.
Life does go on. I do,
You know, there's a certain synergy and of life that it's kind of mystical almost. Look at all the processes that do go on. Look at how cities operate. Look at how countries operate. Look at how...
In spite of.
And things work out pretty well. When you think about things that go wrong, look how many things go right. And who's leading it? Who's running a city? When the sun comes up over Boston, the sun comes up over New York, L.A., all of a sudden people are going out there, working, stores are opening, coffee shops are happening, the police are out there, firemen are going around, hospitals are... Who's coordinating all that? Nobody. It's like a flock of birds changing on a dime. All of a sudden, there's an aspect to collective consciousness that defies leadership. Most leaders don't even know what they're doing. They just are riding a horse that seems to have its own direction. And that's a fascinating aspect of the thing that you're touching upon. You know, what are we getting for our taxes? I don't know. I don't even know how it operates. And back to what you said before, do callers know they're being had? Well, how the hell would I know? Because I don't even know if I'm being had. I mean, what makes the person taking the call any smarter or any less vulnerable to the mystery of all this than the average citizen who's calling in? There's a great amount of disconnect between what's really going on and anybody's understanding of it.
I think that's a very well put. But it does seem maybe we're fortunate that we have systems that kind of keep going on. But we, even on the local level, I know I was participating last night in an event locally here about sustainability and how clueless the average person is who lives in. They don't pay attention to it because they expect that things will run, and they kind of are. You're right. It does. It kind of hums along, and we're singing our song, walking our way back home, and so we'll
they expect it to run because it does run. That's the point. It runs. Yeah.
28 after, Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
David and Louise Turpin, convicted of abusing 12 of their children, have received a sentence of life in prison. During their sentencing hearing Friday, one of their daughters testified that her parents almost stole her life.
My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back. I'm in college now and living independently. I love hanging out with my friends and life is great. I believe everything happens for a reason. Life may have been bad, but it made me strong. I fought to become the person I am.
Former Republican Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee blasts Senator Mitt Romney in a tweet on Friday after the Utah Republican said he was sickened by President Trump's actions listed in the Mueller report. Huckabee tweeting, "Know what makes me sick, Mitt? Not how disingenuous you were to take Trump's money and then 4 years later jealously trash him and then love him again when you begged to be Secretary of State. But it makes me sick that you got the GOP nomination and could have been president." You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh my, back in the talk radio mode, talk radio countdown show, talk radio what's hot. That's the list at Talkers Magazine every week. That's what's hot, people's stories. So let's talk about Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The number four thing is a fire. Yeah. How'd you take, what was your take on that?
My first reaction, my take on it was to talk about my reaction to it when I heard about it, because it came out of the blue. It was one of those stories that you didn't expect. And those are always different than the ones that you're looking to tomorrow, you know, because you know something's coming. And my first reaction was that I thought it was the University of Notre Dame that was on fire.
I thought so too. Right.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then when I saw the pictures of it, you know, on my online, I was on my computer, so you're checking into all the news. I thought that was like, oh, that's the spire and the tower, you know, on the campus. And I'm going, oh my gosh, what a shame. When it hit me that this was the Cathedral of Notre Dame, that was like, oh my. Not that it's not a bad thing if Notre Dame University was burning, but the cathedral is this sacred 800-year-old, you know, icon. It was very upsetting to watch that. After that, of course, there's all kinds of intriguing conspiracy stories, the coincidence of it happening before the holidays and the religious season, the fact that they decided it was an accident before they went to see what's going on. There are all aspects to this thing from a million different levels. And what should be done with all that money now? You know, should they rebuild it? And then I got into some of the esoteric stuff about
Is it the same cathedral? If you rebuild something completely,
mm-hmm.
is it the same thing? It's like, you know, those ancient boats that they used to put out, you know,
nope.
the Romans
would have. The answer is no. It isn't. It doesn't have the wood, the timber that burned, the ambiance. You've probably been there. I've been there. Most people mm-hmm. who travel to Europe want to go to see the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's iconic. I remember the last time I was there, my daughter and I had lunch. There's a little bit of a restaurant just sort of behind it. And sitting there outside, it was a June day, I think, if I remember correctly, or May day. And we were just sitting there looking at the majestic tower. And the word majesty applies to this building, and going inside of it and thinking about, to address your comment directly, what has gone on in this building over the past 1,000 years? What has it seen? That wood, the stuff that's there that absorbed the energy. This is a very spiritual thing, and you don't replace it with just timber that, you know, comes out of the lumber yard.
Yeah, or plastic, you know, or new composites and things of that nature. But it is kind of an interesting question on an esoteric level, because, you know, every cell in your body changes like every 7 years. Are you still the same person you were when you were a kid? And,
no.
Yes and no. Because the system becomes something unto itself. The system of Doug Steffen, the system of a bunch of things coming together being the cathedral. So few of the original things that exist are really the original things. Maintaining a house. You're a farmer. You understand what it is to maintain a barn or whatever. There's two aspects to everything. There's a system and the spirit of it.
The old barn's a lot better than the newer barns.
Really?
In terms of, oh my God, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a car. People restore cars. There are cars on the road, you know, antique. But there's not one element on it that's more than 5 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
everything.
So these are interesting questions that I sort of drew out of it. I didn't like the fact that Notre Dame was on fire, but I liked the story as something to sink my teeth into. I found it very, very, for lack of a better word, interesting and full of potential for discussion. Still is.
Well, it's one of these things. I love the expression talk radio tree, because the branches are, there are a myriad of things that you can talk about, like what were the experiences people had, what it mean to the French, talk about the French people. You know, one of the anecdotal stories I told was going to that French restaurant I just mentioned to you.
Right.
And my daughter speaks French very well, so we were handled well. There were some Americans in there. They waited an hour even to get service because the French, the Parisians, don't like the Americans. So if you speak their language, they're happy, but if you don't, yes.
One of the things I'm amazed when I go to Paris is how many speak English. I'm the only American who doesn't find the Parisians unfriendly. I find the people in Montreal unfriendly.
Montreal is more French.
Quebec is more French than France.
Yeah.
It's amazing that aspect of it. Another aspect of the Notre Dame thing is I've been to Paris 3-4 times in my life, and every time I've gone there, I've never gone in Notre Dame. I don't like waiting on lines. I don't like crowds. Yeah. I don't like getting tied up in a place. So I've always viewed Notre Dame or Notre Dame as a work of art unto itself. I've gone to the building and looked at it from the outside, going, oh, look at that. Wow. And that was enough for me. I regret now that I hadn't gone inside because, you know, I'll never be able to see that again like that. Point being, though, that I took it all in as a unit unto itself. Like, I would never go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower and waste 2 hours on line to go on an elevator.
But you know what? It's scary as hell. You don't want to go. There's no wall. It's just the scaffolding, and you go up to the top. I don't like heights. Mm. You go up in the Eiffel Tower, you scare the hell out of you. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I take them from a distance. I don't like to get into the weeds. I enjoy looking at, you know, the Statue of Liberty from the Staten Island Ferry. I'm not into anything that involves lines and gift shops. I don't want any part of that.
I'm with you 100%. That's a great way of looking and understanding it. Meanwhile, the fire itself, my feeling is that this is a fire that's dry. I've done a lot of renovations to buildings and barns in my life, and I know how We put one extension cord on another, on another, on another.
Right.
And you're using all these tools, and they use 220 current over there instead of 110. I can just see the old wiring in the church, and the renovation guys are not thinking about anything other than let's get the job done. So we'll plug into this socket, and then we put another extension on it, and there's a third one, there's a fourth one. Before you know it, the wires are getting all hot. The old wiring can't take it. Sparks develop. Bingo, that's the end of the story. I don't think there's any conspiracy. I think that's what happened. I think it's clear, frankly, that's what happened.
That's why they knew so quickly, is what you're saying. Because
I think. Right. Yeah. And then you wonder, back to renovation. Well, one of the other branches for me is the audacity of the Catholic Church. Notre Dame has billions of dollars of treasure, and they saved all of it, or most of it, I think. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have already raised $700-800, I think maybe it's close to $1 billion now, pledged to rebuild the church from wealthiest people in France and America. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church is sitting on tens of billions of dollars worth of trinkets and goodies underneath the Vatican. They continue to shut churches down. Let them hang themselves, you know, sell the real estate to pay off the lawsuits of the pedophile priests. So why can't the Catholic Church rebuild its own church? Why does everybody have to jump in and donate money?
That's an argument I don't get involved in, but I'll tell you, it is certainly a strong argument, and there's no question that the current events of certainly the last 25 years give the people who are Catholics and within the Catholic universe tremendous amount of things to talk about amongst themselves. The Catholic faith and the Catholic Church are two different things, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of Catholics are terrified that the church is symbolic of and connected to the faith on a level that if you're against anything the church does, you're against the faith.
Go right to hell. Straight down.
But all big religion operates that way to one degree or another.
Right, it's control, politics.
Religion is
that's probably
just like
heretical.
Big business, big government, big media, big anything.
Easter weekend, and so here we are blaspheming the church. Shame on you, Michael.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to do that.
I know. Well, it's okay.
and I also contradicted myself. I said that's an argument I'm not getting involved in, and then
exactly.
A whole rant on it. So much for restraint.
Let's find out who this week's guest is on the Harrison podcast in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're bored with the dinner you had last night, and you're not looking forward to having dinner tonight, may I help you through that problem? Good news for people who love to eat good food. Martha Stewart, a name synonymous with quality, has come around with a new partnership. It's called Martha and Marley Spoon. And Martha is giving away three full-sized meals from the new meal kit delivery from their kitchen at Martha and Marley Spoon. They'll send you fresh ingredients right to your house, and this every day, every night, you can prepare a great meal, less than a half an hour, of quality foods. This is the best way to cook a fulfilling meal, knowing that you're feeding your family something that's very good. Or you're just feeding yourself. That's what I do. I feed myself. And this is something that I've become very excited about because the choices are so healthy and the food tastes so good. So the variety of dishes, something you can focus on, all kinds of classically creative meals. Use your imagination, use their cookbook, whatever you want. To be part of Martha's free taste test at Martha and Marley Spoon, all you have to do is text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. That's 246-810. Text FORK. You'll get three free meals, great food, sent straight to your door. Text that word FORK to 246-810. That free meals, FORK, at 246-810. 810. On the people list this week from Talkers, the top 10 items, or not items, but people, Tiger Woods comes in at number 10. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Number 8, Bill Weld. I'd like to see him make some noise, wouldn't you? A very interesting politician. Ann Coulter. Number 7, I put her in the same category as the other people here. Maybe it sounds sexist and not aimed at that. Ms. Omar. Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Pelosi, 7, 6, and 5 on the list. Bernie Sanders, number 4. William Barr is at number 3. Robert Mueller is at number 2 on the list. And number 1 would be the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and whatever hot water he's in this week. It's always a show, isn't it, huh? And it is a show. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Surgery to treat oral cancers, that's cancer of the mouth, tongue, and jaw, can be disfiguring and affect the way you speak or eat. This often required additional reconstructive surgery to address, but advances in surgical techniques allowed the cancer to be removed and construction to happen at the same time.
We can bring tissues from other parts of the body and reconstruct either a new jaw or replace tissue that has been lost in the tongue or the floor of the mouth area. And we can do it all simultaneously.
Of course, the best treatment is prevention. That's why oral surgeon Dr. Kevin Arce says that it's important to pay close attention to your mouth, especially sores or growths that don't go away.
They don't have pain associated with the area, so they tend to think that there's nothing wrong going on.
You can also lower your risk by not using tobacco products. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from number 10 to number 1, according to the work and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs. What's basically the top action in sports talk radio always kind of filters in to the number 10 spot on the countdown. It's just every week it's different, as are the topics. So NBA playoffs, certainly a focus, and how the teams are doing in baseball. That's number 10. Number 9, a sports-related story, but I think it's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Tiger Woods reclaims his fame, his position. It's a great American story. That's number 9. The Game of Thrones. Not necessarily a great American story, but lots of people watching it. Number 7, the North Koreans testing weapons again. Number 6, how the jobless claim numbers showed up this week. The college admission scandal is number 5. The fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, number 4. Presidential politics, number 3. The border crisis, number 2. And the Mueller report, number 1. No surprise, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Dum-dum. Well, Michael and I have our own conversation off the air.
We had to corral you. Folks, we had to corral him. Then Kara and the behind the glass and me were going, Doug, we're on the air.
Let's go.
Let me tell you what else I think about people I know.
We're on the air, Doug. Can't get around too long. That's right.
No redos. We're live.
All right. The guest on the Harrison podcast this week is
Joe Madison, who is one of the top 10 on our Heavy 100. He is probably the most influential African-American radio talk show host in the country. And he was recently on that PBS show called Finding Your Roots. And we talk about some of the roots they found out about him. Very interesting. It's a good one. MHinterview.com. One of the better ones we've done in a long time. They're all pretty good, but this one's really good.
He calls himself the Black Eagle.
Yeah.
And has been involved. He's been in commercial and public radio, hasn't he?
I don't know if he's been in public radio. He's been in commercial radio. I know him for 30 years. We used to be on the same station together in Washington, D.C., at WRC for a while. And we got to know each other. We've been friends ever since. And he's a major player. He's with Sirius XM.
Yeah. Yeah, he's certainly has made his mark, for sure. Another constituency, another, it's inclusive. Talk radio is nothing if it's not inclusive, because you can find almost every thought pattern, every experience represented, maybe not in the same degree, but that's what makes the fascination here on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, as serious and strong as it is. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of News Talk Radio this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert. He was born to be a lawyer. As a matter of fact, when he was born, the day he was born, his mother said, guilty. And so he's been working that route ever since. He's a college prof at Bentley University in Boston. I love having him on here because he always adds, I've never, ever, ever asked him a question that he couldn't answer and he wasn't right on top of it. So, from the legal point of view, the pressure.
What my mother said. My grandmother, apparently she couldn't pronounce the word lawyer. She used to say, "That's my grandson, the liar." I'd say, no, that's lawyer. And she'd say, "Don't correct me."
Uh-huh. Right. We'll have none of that, please.
No.
All right. So this week, the number one issue, Mueller's report, legal ramifications of that. Nobody's going anywhere with this thing except talking about it, right? Even though there may be some.
No, actually quite the opposite.
Really?
And that's where I'm glad you asked about this because, you know, there's a lot of reporting. There's a lot of noise. But they're missing some key things, including, you know, of the many redacted pages, one of the reasons for the redacted pages and covered is because these deal with ongoing investigations. Not only that, the conclusion of Mueller in regard to obstruction of justice was that the president couldn't be charged due to an opinion of the Department of Justice of long standing that you cannot indict a standing sitting president for obstruction of justice charges. Mm-hmm. But they could be they could be charged once out of office. And Mueller in the report says that he is assembling this record to preserve evidence because, quite frankly, besides the things of exposing a lot of lying by a lot of people, including the president, including Sarah Sanders and others, there really does seem to be sufficient evidence for obstruction of justice. If you want to find something positive in this report, and I was really thrilled, it was the number of people within the administration, like his lawyer McCann, who out and out said, no, I will not participate in obstruction of justice. I won't fire Mueller. I won't make phony charges that he's got a conflict of interest, and I'll resign. And people that refuse to do the bidding of the president in this case, he was off the rails. And I think this to say there was no collusion, there were 130 contacts with Russians, most of which, if not all of which, were lied about, and contacts with WikiLeaks that were lied about. Do they reach the level of conspiracy, which is the charge? There's no charge of collusion. No. They didn't, according to Mr. Mueller, and that's fine. But there is a lot here, and this is definitely not the end of it.
Well, I don't think it's the end of it, but where does it go, and what at the end of the day comes out of it that helps the country? That if he can't get rid of him as president, then after he gets out, so what? You know, he's done whatever he's going to do.
That's a great point.
Yeah. All right. Number two on the countdown is the southern border crisis and the focus on sanctuary cities. Very interesting, before the Notre Dame fire this week and the release of the Mueller report, that was the number one thing. Trump says, let's ship, okay, you guys got a sanctuary city in your state? Here they come! At the same time, he's in court trying to get the whole concept of sanctuary cities tossed out. So where does this all land, Steve?
You know, it's a mess. You know, there is no question that the country needs some significant immigration or law
sure
reform.
Does. Yep.
And, you know, but building a wall is not going to do it. Actually, the biggest security, I talk about white collar crime, and our ports are really places where all kinds of bad things and attacks come in. So it takes Congress. And as Mark Twain once said, the opposite of progress is Congress.
Yeah, the trafficking stuff. Those people all come in on ships. They don't come in on airplanes.
Yeah.
The college admission scandal, a couple of seconds on that. Maybe a couple of people are going to jail for a couple of months. Is that about it?
Yeah, some people are going to go to jail, and there is some depth here, but it's much more complex legally than the press is making it.
Ah, what a surprise. The press is not accurate. My God, can you imagine? Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.